I've got an undecided and then a sort of an in-between, if that's all right. My undecided is why people are undecided on the VAR. I mean, I totally understand why Brisbane would be up in arms, because they're the ones who have sort of lost out on a goal and then a point on the table as a result of what happened yesterday. But the fact of the matter is Macaroni was offside in the build-up. Now, if you know, so you're damned if you do, damned if you don't with this VAR. Like, they're using it, and then people are out, crying out loud in terms of, like, why are we, picking up ticky-tacks with things like this. But then if they show the replay later on and people see that Macaroni was offside in the goal then, and they don't use the VAR, people are complaining about, well, what's this system here for if we're not going to use it in circumstances where there was a wrong decision made? I've got nothing wrong with, I think I've said it to you before, nothing wrong with the right decision being made. And at the end of the day, to the letter of the law, he was offside in the build-up. And so, therefore, the right decision has been made. There's going to be grey areas with this thing. There's going to be times where people don't agree wholeheartedly with it. But I think, on the whole, there are going to be more and more right decisions ultimately being made as a result of this coming in. And it clearly didn't disrupt the match in any way, shape or form yesterday, because the goal had been given and then it was checked back and to say, OK, actually, that shouldn't have been a goal, and then let's take it back. I don't think the process took too long either or anything like that. So, for mine, let's move on. The right decision was made. OK, people are pissed off because back in the days without technology, this decision would have gone, unnoticed, and it would have been a 2-2 draw, or, who knows what would happen after that. But this is what we've got now, and I think, on the whole, it's for the good of the game.